Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. In the previous shiur, we saw the Gemara about Sefiras HaOmer, that Abaye says it's a mitzvah to count days and it's a mitzvah to count weeks. The rabbis in the Beis Medrash of Ashi would count days and weeks. So Amemar would count days and he wouldn't count weeks. He said it's only Zecher LaMikdash. We saw Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim asks a number of kashas. What does it mean, Sefiras HaOmer? You're not counting the Omer. You're counting from the Omer. You're counting the days, but you're not counting the Omer. And number two, why don't you make two brachas? Two mitzvahs, you should make two brachas. Days and weeks. Number three, why is it that you count 14 days? That are 2 weeks. Say, 14 days and 2 weeks. What do you mean, that are 2 weeks? We know that 14 days are 2 weeks. 21 days, that are 3 weeks. Say 21 days and 3 weeks. Today is 21 days and today is 3 weeks. Two separate things. Those are his three kashas. And his teretz was that you look in the Torah, you see that the mitzvah of Omer, of counting the weeks, is said in the context of the Omer, and the mitzvah of counting the days is not. So that means that we have no more Beis HaMikdash, we have no more Omer. That means the days, counting days is Doraisa. And counting weeks is only Zecher LaMikdash. And for that, that doesn't mandate a bracha. So Memela is only going to be one bracha, because it's only the days are Daraisa, weeks aren't. Only Zecher LaMikdash. And that's also why you are counting 2 weeks that are 14 days. Because you don't say 2 weeks that are 2 weeks. That are 14 days, and today is 2 weeks. You don't say today is 14 days and today is 2 weeks. Rather, you say today is 2 weeks. That is 14 days, because that 14 days that today is 14 days. That is 2 weeks. You say today is 14 days. That is 2 weeks, because the 2 weeks is only Zecher LaMikdash. It doesn't get its own separate counting. So that's how the Rebbe Yerucham answered it, that the days are midaraisa, the weeks are only Zecher LaMikdash, because it's only when there's an Omer. Today we don't have the Omer anymore. And when it says about a Meimar that he used to count days and he didn't count weeks, it means that he counted the weeks, but only in the context of the days. And we asked a number of kashas. Number one, what's the answer to the first kasha of Rebbe Yerucham? Apparently he didn't answer it, even though it seems that he meant to. And that is, what does it mean, Sefiras HaOmer? You're not counting the Omer. You're either counting from the Omer, or you're counting the days. But what's Sefiras HaOmer? The question number one that he never seems to answer. Also, why does he learn Pshat Namemar? A strange Pshat, seemingly not Pshat, that he would taka count the weeks. He just would only do it in the context of days. The Rambam learns not like that. And also his Ha'ara about the making a separate bracha, because it's two mitzvahs, weeks and days are two mitzvahs, so it should mandate two brachas. So why is that even a kasha? It's one ma'isa. Four tzitzis is four mitzvahs, according to one opinion. Because it's one ma'isa, it's only one bracha. So that's a sikum, tamtzit, of our previous shir. And now we are going to go weiter in Mirtzeh Hashem and see neflos mitoras Hashem. As the Rabbi Biur Shitat Rabbeinu Yerucham, that we see B'das Rabbeinu Yerucham B'Pshitos that there are two mitzvahs. Not like the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and Kof Ayin Ches, as we are going to see in the future Mitzvah Shem. So it doesn't mean, when he says there are two mitzvahs, doesn't mean Shehanispar Oto Davaru. Ela שיש מצוות עשה אחת לסופרו בימים, ויש עוד מצוות עשה לסופרו בשבועות. שאילו כן, הייתה מצווה פשיטה שלא היו הן בית מצוות. ומה דסביר אלי שבית מצוות הן, הוא רק משום שהן בית ספירות נפרדות על שני עניינים שונים רבותיי. It doesn't mean, when he says the two mitzvot, it doesn't mean that you're counting the same thing twice. You're counting the same thing in days and in weeks, then it wouldn't be two mitzvahs. It would only be one mitzvah. That the Rabbeinu Yerucham holds that it's two mitzvahs is only because there are two separate countings on two separate inyanim. Yesh bo shnei inyanim shonim. And what does this mean? That Shavuos is called in the Torah, besides being called Yom HaBikurim, in Parashas Pinchas, Bamidbar 28:26. It's also called Chag HaShavuos, like it says in Parashas Re'eh, Dvarim 16:10. Ve'asisa Chag HaShavuos L'Hashem Elokecha. Meaning that just like there is Chag HaMatzis, because of the mitzvahs, just like there's Chag HaSukkos, because of the, just like it's Chag HaMatzis, because of the matzis, excuse me, just like this Chag HaMatzis, because of the matzis, just like this Chag HaSukkos, because of the Sukkos, there's also Chag HaShavuos, because of the Shavuos, the festival of weeks. And what this means is, She'otan Shiv'a Shavuot, Shemeha Omer Ad Achshav, Hemo Apoalim, ויוצרים את הזמן הזה של חג השבועות והקרבת שתי הלחם. So these 7 weeks create this time of Shavuos and the mitzvah to do hakrevas shtei halechem. And therefore it's called Chag HaShavuos. It's the festival of weeks because these weeks create the mitzvah of Shavuos. They create the Chag and the Hakrabas Shtei HaLechem. Sheharei, achein ha-Shavuot yeshnam beguf ha-Chag, kishem sheshnam matzah beguf Chag ha-Matzot, va-Sukot beguf Chag ha-Sukot. Umemela yotze, sheh-Sfira, sheshna al-Otan zayin Shavuot, hi mitzvah limnot et mispero shel ha-Shavu hazeh, שיש בו את המציאות שפועל הוא יחד עם שער השבועות, את חג השבועות. והיא ספירה על מה שיש השתה בשבוע זה במספרו לפעול, ואין ניתן יודע עד מה, בסוגריים, לפעול את החג. In other words, it called Shavuos because the Shavuos creates the Chag. Just like the Matzis, the Guf Chag HaMatzis are because of the Matzah, and Guf Chag HaSukkos is because of the Sukkos, so too, Guf Chag HaShavuos is because of the Shavuos. So this counting that we have on the 7 weeks, which was said in Parshas Re'eh, and like we see in the Sugya in Chagiga 17, that we learn the mitzvah to count weeks, so that's the mitzvah to count the number of weeks, which has the reality that creates, together with the other weeks, Chag HaShavuos. And that is a counting on what they have now in this week, in its counting, to be, and we don't know exactly how this works. This is already Himmel Dikazachin. God knows how it works. But our counting of the weeks, these weeks, create the Chag. So when we're counting the weeks, we're counting what is going to comprise, what is going to create Chag HaSukkos, Chag HaShavuos. What's going to create Chag HaSukkos, Shavuos? These Shavuos. These Shavuos make Chag HaShavuos. And Mimele we count them. Because that's what creates the Shavuos. So it's a mitzvah to count those weeks that make the festival of weeks, that make Shavuos. So you count these weeks that have a mitzvah, that create, that activate Shavuos. However it would appear, Shekol zeh b'sfiras ha-Shavuos. Aval b'inyan ha-yomim, שנאמר במה שכתוב, תספרו 50 יום, נראה שאין זה משום שמלבד ששבעה שבועות פועלים את החג, הרי נאמר בזה שפעולתן זו היא רק בצירוף מספר של 50 ימים, שגם הם פועלים את החג. But days is a different word. Days, it says in the Torah, Tisbru 50 yom. It's not because besides counting the 7 weeks, which create Shavuos, we say that the 50 days also create the holiday of Shavuos. No. Ela, nira, shenamar baze b'Torah, שמלבד מה שצריך את השבועות להשבועי לחג השבועס, הרי בי גם שיהיה היום של חג השבועות, היום החמישים לעומר. What the Torah is telling us is that besides that we require the weeks to create Shavuos, we also require that the day of Shavuos should be the 50th day of the Omer. Shavuos needs the weeks, and that's what creates Shavuos. And Shavuos also needs the 50th day of the Omer. If it has the 50, if it's the 50th day of the Omer, then and only then can it rightly be called Shavuos. Because Shavuos falls out on the 50th day of the Omer. Otherwise it's not Shavuos. So it needs to be the 7 weeks. The 7 weeks create Shavuos. And the fact that it's the 50th day of the Omer also creates Shavuos, and that's what we're counting when we're counting the days, to ensure that Shavuos will be the 50th day of the Omer. The 7 weeks create Shavuos, and Shavuos also has to be the 50th day of the Omer. It's the idea of counting the days. Is to make sure that Shavuos, that you're counting the fact that Shavuos is the 50th day of the Omer. And just like by other Moados, we have Zman. B'chamishasar b'chodesh. That's the day of the holiday. Here you know what the day of the holiday is? Not a day of the month, but the 50th day after the Omer. Galashin Atur v'Shulchan Aruch. Where it says that ביום החמישים לספירס עומר הוא חג השבועס. See there, see the ביר הגרא, see the ריבש in סימן צעדי ובא פי הסוגי בראש השנה דבר ומבייז. דהיינו, just like the 15th day of the month is סוכס, the 50th day of ספירס עומר is שבועס. וממילא, שאין הספירה של 50 הימים, ספירה של מציאות היום, שאין בו שום מציאות מיוחדת מיד היום, מצד היום, שבו הפועלת בחג כשם שכנו בשבועות, אלא היא ספירה של מספר הימים שעברו מהעומר, עד שבהשלמתם יהיה זה יום הביקורים. ואלו הם שתי הספירות יומי ודשבועי. The counting of the 50 days is a counting of the number of days that passed from the Omer, so that when they are completed, it will be Yom HaBikurim. They don't create the Shavuos like the counting of the weeks does, or like the weeks do, and therefore the counting of the weeks, we count the weeks because the weeks create Shavuos. But rather, it's the 50 day, the fact that it's the 50th day makes Shavuos. That's the day of the holiday, and that's what we're counting to. We're counting to that day that's going to create Shavuos, which is the 50th day. Can't have Shavuos without the 50th day. So that's what the counting is over of the days is. You're counting the days that when you reach the 50th one, it's going to be Shavuos. And because the day of Shavuos is the 50th day, just like the 15th day of the month is Sukkot and Pesach. So to the 50th day of Shavuos, that's it, we're counting the days. Counting the weeks is that the weeks create Shavuos. Beautiful. And therefore you're counting those weeks that create Shavuos. V'yesh lomar shezeu ha-biyur b'nusach she'hevi'o rishonim b'tefer ha-pardes l'rashi ran sof psochim hevi'o ha-bet yosef ve'od v'chei nagu b'nei sfarad u b'nei teman lomar So this would explain the nusach we have in the Rishonim, and it's in the Sefer Parts of Rashi, right at the end of Pesachim, cited by the Beis Yosef, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and so to our Noeg B'nai Sfarad and B'nai Teiman, to say Hayom Shiv'a Yamim La'omer Shehu Shavu Echad. Right, that's the way if you're Sfaradim Davin, if you yourself are a Sfaradi. So you say, Hayom Shiv'a Yamim La'omer. And then Shehu Shavu Echad. In other words, you don't, we Ashkenazim say, Hayom Shiv'a Yamim Shem Shavu Echad La'omer. But the others have it that it's Shiva Yamim La'omer, which is a week. So why do the days, why do we relate the Omer to the days and not to the weeks? This is discussed by Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in his Makrai Kodesh on Pesach, Simon Samach Dalit of the Magical Sefer. Fell into more disuse than in the past, maybe because of the Mabul of Svarim that we've been blessed with in our door. But it is truly a classic. The Makrai Kodesh of Rav Tzvi Hirsch Pesach Frank. As l'fi dvareinu, ha-devar mevuar heitev. Shela-omer, perusho, la-hava'at ha-omer. Ve-lespor kama yamim, avru me'az. Ve-zo, sfirat ha-yamim. Aval sfirat ha-shavuot, אינה על הזמן שמהעומר עד עכשיו, אלא היא ספירה ומציאות שבוע זה בזין השבועות הפועלות. והספירה היא לומר עליו שיש בו מציאות של שבוע אחד, שניים וכו' וכו', ולכן אין מקום לומר לעומר על זה. What does it mean לעומר? Shavu echad la, shehem shiva yamim la omer. What does it mean la omer? La omer from the bringing of the omer. You're counting how many days have passed since you brought the carbon of omer, and that's the counting of the day. So therefore, you relate the omer to the days. But when you're counting the weeks, you're not counting from the omer. As when you're counting the days, you're counting from the omer, and when these days are complete, it's going to be the 50th day from the omer, and that's going to make it shavuos. But when you count the weeks, you're not counting from the Omer. It's a svira on this Metzius, and the Metzius of this week. There's 7 weeks that create Shavuos. And when you're counting the weeks, you're creating this Metzius of these 7 weeks create the Metzius of Shavuos, and you're counting that Metzius. So you don't say, Ola Omer, it's not La Omer, you're not counting from the Omer. You're counting this Metzius of the 7 weeks that creates the Omer, that creates Shavuos. So therefore you say, Hayom Shiva Yamim La Omer, Shehu Shavu Echad. Because the La Omer, that's the days. The days, you're counting the days from the Omer, because at 50 it'll be Sfirasa, it'll be Shavuos. Whereas when you're counting the weeks, you're in Bechlal not counting the from the Omer. You're counting this Metzius that's going to create Shavuos. This would explain something that would seemingly be require explanation in the words of Abaye, that it's a mitzvah to count the days, a mitzvah to count the weeks. We see in the Gemara in Chagiga 17b that the makor of the chiyuv to count the days is what it says in Parashas Emor, Tisbru Chamishim Yom, and the makor to count the weeks is from what it says in Parashas Re'eh, Shiva Shavuos Tisbru Lach. And what's difficult is, and Rav Yeruchim Fishel Perla was already omed on this in the Bir HaRasag in Etzin Nun Aleph, that why does the Gemara bring the Chiyuv to count the weeks from the Pasuk that much later in Parashas Re'eh, and not from the earlier Pasuk in Parashas Emor, that we learn the Chiyuv of the Yamim? It says, "Svaratim lechem imachrotz haShabbos yom avicha misomer atenufa sheba shabbosos tmimos tiyena." So it's mavur lehedya that the sphere of the Sheva Shabbosos v'otumimos tiyena. So that's a great pasuk, and that's an earlier pasuk. That's Emor. So why does the Gemara only bring from the later pasuk in Re'eh? So Rav Perla explains that we can say that the pasuk in Emol, the Seifa is explaining the Reisha. So the pasuk is not really talking about the counting of the 7 weeks. It's really talking about the counting of the days of the 7 weeks. So the Seifa of the pasuk, Ad Mimachas, Shabbos Tisru Chamishim Yom, right? That Tisru Chamishim Yom is the biur of what it says previously in the previous pasuk. So what's explaining the Sheva Shabbosos is the 50 days. So it's really 50 days. So there that you can see what Rav Perla says over there. Really, it's really the 50 days, and that's just explaining the 7 weeks. So right, you really count only 49. So that's not the focus of the pasuk there on the weeks. So therefore, the Gemara brings from Re'eh, but L'chor, it doesn't make sense. Because self, why is the Torah Tola the Svira in the Sheva Shabbosos, just say 50 days? And why does it have to bring in the Sheva Shabbosos at all? If you're not chayv to count the weeks. If Perla wants to say, no, you're not chayv to count the weeks from there because it's only it's explaining, the days are explaining the weeks. It's really, the weeks are only there for the days. Right, the 7 weeks, which is 50 days, so the Iker is the 50 days. But why does it say B'chal the weeks? So it's much more like we explain that we're kovei here, what's Paul HaChagashuas? And in that the Pasuk says that what's kovei HaChagashuas is the 7 weeks. But then it says in Parashat Semor, that's not enough. You also need the day being the 50th day. And that's what's going to make it Shuas. And since there is another factor, an additional factor in the creation of Chag HaShavuos, we have a Chiyuv Sfira on this additional factor, and therefore we would have a Havamina. That it says in the Pasuk is that in addition to the Kvi of Sheva Shabbosos b'Chag HaShavuos, added on to the 7 weeks which create Shavuos, there's also the 50 days. That's the 50th day. So the Havamina is as follows, that you would think that what the Pasuk is saying is that the 7 weeks create Shavuos. And then it says the 50 days, also you have to count the 50 days. In other words, the Pasuk is telling you that in order to have Shavuos, you need two things. You need the 7 weeks, because the 7 weeks create Shavuos. These weeks are create Shavuos. But there's no chiyuv to count the 7 weeks. You don't have to count. In addition, there are 50 days. That's what you have to count. That's what you have to count. In other words, it's putting the two together. Why does the Bachal mention the weeks? If just say the days. What does it mention the weeks for? The answer is it mentions the weeks because it's telling you that the weeks are critical in the creation of Shavuos. In the formation of Shavuos, you need the weeks. The weeks make Shavuos, but you don't have to count the weeks. And the Pasuk is saying, just like the weeks are critical in the formation of Shavuos, so too, the days that you have to count. You also have to count so that the 50th day becomes Shavuos. In other words, you're counting all the counting up the days, so that the 50th day that you count is Shavuos. And that also makes Shavuos, because Shavuos has to be the 50th day. It's only going to be the 50th day if you count there. So that's why you would think there's no mitzvah to count the weeks in Parshas Emor. There's only a mitzvah to count the days. So why does the Bchal mention the weeks? The Sefer Lebar Lefer Reisha Sareisha. The Sefer is coming for the Reisha. In other words, they're working together. I mean, Rabbi Yochum doesn't say exactly the Tzvort. Rabbi Yochum Fisher Perle. Based on what we're saying, it's very good, as you sowed, that you would have a Havamina that you don't have to count the 50 days. You don't have to count the weeks. You only have to count the days. It's not talking about counting the 7 weeks. It's only talking about counting. Rabbi Yochum Fisher Perel says, I'm not talking about counting the 7 weeks. I'm talking about counting the 50 days. So the Sefer is explaining the Reisha, that the Reisha says that there are 7 weeks. And the Sefer is explaining, and count the days of these 7 weeks. But the mitzvah is only to count. So why B'chal doesn't mention the 7 weeks? So the answer is, the reason it mentions the 7 weeks is because it's telling you that just like You need 7 weeks in order to formulate for the formation of Shavuos, the creation of Shavuos. So too, you need to count 50 days. That the 50th day that you're counting is Shavuos, because that's what makes Shavuos this day, the 50th day from the Omer. The only mitzvah of counting is the days. And therefore, the Gemara had to come on to the Pasuk in Parashas Re'eh, where it doesn't say days, and it just talks about the weeks. And the Torah Kedoshah says, Shiva Shavuos Tispor Lach. There it says you have to count the 7 weeks. Whereas in Parashas Emor, when it says Svartan Amochat Shabbos Yom Chazor Matur Shiva Shavuos Tmias Tiyena, that Svartan Lachem is explained. What are you counting? You're really counting only the next pasuk. You're not counting the weeks per se. It's just telling you that there's a little bit dachuk in the pasuk, but it's telling you that you need these 7 weeks. You're counting. You're counting the 7 weeks, but not as weeks. And the reason it says 7 weeks is because these 7 weeks, you need them to create Shavuos. So you're counting these 7 weeks, but how are you counting them? You're counting them as days, as it says in the next pasuk. So why then does it mention the previous pasuk weeks? The answer is because you need Shavuos you need weeks to create Shavuos. That's what makes Shavuos. 7 weeks makes Shavuos. Just like the 50th day makes Shavuos. That's why it says the weeks. That would be the Havamina. Hakopan lemaskana, we know that it's not true. That Enachinami, the pasuk is fazling, you actually do count the weeks. But Akopanim, that would be the Havamina. You don't have to actually count the weeks. But Akopanim, we see that is the purpose of counting days and counting weeks. These are two separate things. Weeks is in order to create the holiday. There needs to be 7 weeks, and you're counting this Metzius of 7 weeks that creates Shavuos. And the Yamim are so that when you have the Hashlam Sayam, when you get to the 50th day, it's going to be Shavuos, because that's the day of Shavuos. And then with this, we can tansarain into the Biur Divrei HaRabbeinu Yeruchim and explain a lot more. So please, sweet friends, since you've already been with me this year and hopefully the other year as well, please stay tuned. And we are going to see continuing Niflos, Rabos, Gedolos, Vatsumos, Miteras Hashem. Shalom, shalom.